And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of September, 2011. It's the anniversary of the founding of Google. 1998, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, who had met in grad school at Stanford, worked together in some group projects, got the idea for a search engine that ranks its results by their popularity. It was a revolutionary idea, and it was an immediate success. Just 3 months later, PC Magazine reported that Google has an uncanny knack for returning extremely relevant results and named it the search engine of choice. The company, based at the Googleplex in Mountain View, California, where workers can eat for free at any number of gourmet organic restaurants on site, shuttle buses from 5 Bay Area locations with Wi-Fi, and employees may set their own hours, come to work during times of the day that they feel most productive. Google's innovation time-off policy encourages employees to spend up to 20% of their time on projects simply that interest them. Many of the company's new products have arisen as a result of innovation time off. It's the birthday of Richard Wright, born on Rucker's Plantation between Roxy and Natchez, Mississippi, in 1908. His mother, a schoolteacher, his father, an illiterate sharecropper. 1927, the family moved north, ended up in Chicago. Richard Wright, working odd jobs, joined the Communist Party. Went to work for the Federal Writers Project in 1935, published a short story collection, and then his novel Native Son in 1940. It was the first bestseller by a black American author. Published his autobiography Black Boy in 1945. The original edition only covers his childhood in the South. The second part of the book about his life in Chicago, his affiliation with the Communist Party, was published posthumously in 1977. Richard Wright, who moved to Paris with his wife and daughter in 1947 and never saw the United States again. And it was on this day in 1781 the city of Los Angeles was founded, a Spanish colonial settlement with the name El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora de Los Ángeles de Porchúncula. Porchúncula was the name of what would eventually be called the Los Angeles River. 52 settlers in a town laid out in the Spanish tradition, rectangular, plaza, townhouse, guardhouse, granary. It became part of Mexico in 1821, was bought by the United States in 1848. Now the second most populous city in the country, 3.8 million residents. Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur, A Barred Owl. The warping night air, having brought the boom of an owl's voice into her darkened room, we tell the wakened child that all she heard was an odd question from a forest bird asking of us, if rightly listened to, who cooks for you? And then, who cooks for you? Words which can make our terrors bravely clear can also thus domesticate a fear and send a small child back to sleep at night, not listening for the sound of stealthy flight or dreaming of some small thing in a claw borne up to some dark branch and eaten raw. A Barred Owl by Richard Wilbur, from his collected poems 1943 to 2004, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.